Hi, and welcome to Average Joe's Football Podcast. I'm Mike. I'm here with my co-host, Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to post-Super Bowl Tuesday madness of doom.
I thought for a second you were going to say post-nut clarity Super Bowl.
I almost said that, but the fact that you actually said it makes it even funnier. You almost say Super Bowl clarity week or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Like, I shouldn't have bet on that. Yeah, if you're talking about gambling, yeah, I shouldn't have bet on that. Like, I was really sitting here going, you know, I'm looking at these parlays, and I'm like, dude, the defense is going to smother New England. I remember I'm sitting here by myself going, you know, it's Mike Vrabel. He's going to figure something out. Like, he's going to look at the film. There's going to be, something, and then he's going to make the offense at least go a little bit. That game, first off, if you didn't watch it, that score is completely deceiving. It was, 29-13. Obviously, Seahawks win, Super Bowl champions. But it was, 9-0 at halftime. Drake, everyone was joking that Bad Bunny. They said on camera, Bad Bunny walked a total of 134 yards during his singing, and that he had more yards than the Patriots offense did in the first half. who's counting these yards?
That's hilarious.
It's not fair because he can hop, you know? So it's right. It's like dog years, you know what I mean? It's just different. You know, dog years, 7 years, Bad Bunny, one hops, 3 yards. Just,
yeah, no, I understand, but
it's like a circle, no corner. Anyway, no, the game was – it was a good game. I don't think it was bad.
I did.
I think my favorite part has to be that I'm sure you all watched the Backstreet Boys commercial that we were all at Tim's house and the house it's evenly divided, women on one side and men on the other. Yeah. And they're like, are we supposed to sing? And they all just started singing. Yeah. And I'm like, that's probably the cheapest commercial it's ever been made. But I remember it. It's one of the only ones I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on, so it wasn't super easy to stay locked into the commercials or anything, but
what kind of stuff, Tim?
What do you mean?
What kind of stuff?
We were having a Super Bowl party.
I thought you meant. Oh, anyway. All right. No. Anyway.
Post-clarity. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It was okay. So let's just break it down. Seattle. We talked about it before the Super Bowl. Seattle was going to dominate. And again, I thought there'd be a chance that Vrabel would figure something out. The Drake Major lead rusher for 37 yards. It clearly didn't pan out. Right. Seattle's defense was just disgusting. They broke – did they tie Burrow for the most sack? Or he may now is tied with Burrow for the most sack? He broke it. Okay, it was eight sacks, a fumble for a touchdown, an interception. Mm-hmm. I mean, and multiple tackles for loss. I mean, that defense, they didn't move the ball. I mean, he had, seven completions in the first half.
Yeah.
It's one of the top defenses I've ever seen in the Super Bowl.
I mean, Seattle's defense was smothering – New England's defense was playing well. I mean, they were holding Seattle to field goals. Oddly enough, Seattle's kicker had more points than New England put up total. If you're New England's defense, that it's got to be heart-wrenching. You're playing so well against arguably the best team in the league, and your offensive line is just letting your quarterback get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just had to be very frustrating to be New England, to be there
absolutely
specifically.
Yeah, because the offense. I mean, the defense played phenomenal, and I'm gonna butcher the name, so I'm gonna wait for it. Hold on, wait. On the Patriots on defense, it was Christian Gonzalez. I knew Gonzalez from his first name. That bat down when he launched the ball to Shaheed, that was one of the best corner plays I've ever seen. I don't know if it had been a touchdown because he was going to kind of fall, but that was a 65-yard completion either way.
Right.
And you saved it. I think they ended up punting on that drive, actually. So, you ended up saving points now in the grand scheme of things. It didn't matter, but boy, it was a fun play.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, he had a great game. Like you said, I don't know that Shaheed would have scored on that play, but he had that other – pass defense in the end zone. He prevented arguably two or three touchdowns on his play alone. And like we were talking about with New England, Sam Darnold didn't have an incredible game. I mean, he had 50% completion. He threw a touchdown, but he didn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
And Kenneth Walker took over and just ran all over New England's defense in the first half. Like, that was all they needed to do. And I heard recently, Seattle's defense, like you said, it was like 6 or 8 sacks. It was like 11 or 12 quarterback pressures. It was the most like QB pressures in a Super Bowl since Denver in 2015.
Dang, which we know that ended no offense for Denver, but their defense just carried them the entire way.
Right. And it's like, that's the recipe, like, especially against a young quarterback. But if that had been Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or whoever else, they would have struggled a lot too.
Yeah, it might have been closer, but yeah, there was no getting around that defense. Like, you got to go through them, and there wasn't. You had to put a bunch of like 5 or 6 amazing plays together to even get down the field. I mean, the only reason they even scored touchdowns, I think, is just because they went into a prevent defense, and they were like you can go score, but you're never going to win. That's exactly what happened because Kenneth Walker's averaging 5 yards a carry, and what are you supposed to do? And ever since Cam said he runs like a cartoon character, now I can't unsee it. Because he does run funny. He's so talented, but he runs really funny. And now I'm like, it's in my head. And I knew he moved quick, but I never really put like a term to it. But yeah, running like a cartoon character definitely,
Does.
he really does. But you mentioned before we started, I didn't realize it, that so Kenneth Walker was a second round pick. So this is his last year of his rookie deal. So he's walking. And I think they drafted Chardonnay, what?
He's older.
I thought he was a first round pick like in the last 2 years.
He was there before Walker got there,
When
I'm
was
pretty sure.
Charbonnet drafted? Let's see. He was drafted, no, April 2023
Oh,
in the
okay.
second round. Yeah. I think I mean, that's a pretty high pick. And I think because Walker had a really good rookie year, then he kind of fell off a little bit. And I don't know what I'm thinking like, Charbonnet obviously got hurt. And now you have Kenneth Walker as a free agent. I'm like, I almost feel like you kind of got to sign him, right? I mean, if you don't, someone else is going to cash in on him. Like, I'll happily take him.
Yeah, I mean, they have to re-sign him. I think the question is what's like his contract now? Because he carried them to a Super Bowl win and can now cash in on it. Like he's not I think he's very talented when he's like the feature guy. Like that's what he was at Michigan State and he was phenomenal. His rookie year, they used him a lot and he was really good. And then this year, like he split the carries, and so he doesn't have the stats to back up like a James Cook or a Saquon or a Derrick Henry type of contract. But based on what he did, he could fight for that.
You because he'll lead back. You can always tag him too. That's not going to be that expensive. But it is interesting. And then you think of like Darnold, for example. Is he like he's only making like $33 million a year. Like you say you have these what well, yeah, only, you're right. But I mean other quarterbacks are demanding like 55, 60. So if you're we always if you ever hear us talk about like rookie contracts, like when you get a first round quarterback, you got like really a 4 year window before they get signed, and that's when you want to load up on players because after that you have to pay your quarterback. And Darnold's it's not a rookie contract, but it sure as hell ain't a $60 million contract. And if like if he's cool playing, like, he might have just been so bad for so long. He's like, you know what? I'll take $33 million. I mean, I'd give him a signing bonus. That's what I give him, a $10-20 million signing bonus as a thank you. But if he stays at that salary for another year, I mean, they can run this thing back.
Because didn't he sign for 2 or 3 years?
3 year, it's a 3 year, $100 million contract.
So, yeah, I mean, he could do something that Russell Wilson didn't do. He could take them to a sec, like he could win a second Super Bowl. Like that defense is phenomenal. And if they are able to keep Walker and obviously Jason is going to be there, maybe bring in another. I don't know what Shahid's contract is. Maybe he is
He's
out.
up. I think his contract's up, but he still won't command a lot of money. But he's for a returner. We were talking there. He's had like 3 kick returns, I think, this year for a touchdown. I mean, that's not normal, right? He had one in the playoffs, I think, or he had one against the 49ers or whenever it was. Like, I mean, you need another weapon. I mean, for sure, on offense. But I mean, yeah, that you bring Walker back. Get load up on a good defensive free agent or something, and get another receiver. Pff, bring in. Oh, Mike Evans from Tampa. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
bring in Calvin Ridley from Tennessee. Pick up the phone and trade. I mean, there's so many different options you could bring in for someone to go outside Smith and Jigba. I mean, that offense would be so scary.
Yep, for sure.
Because Kupp, I mean, Kupp was the leading receiver, but it wasn't like it would come on. Like it wasn't. He's not electric anymore. He's got good hands. But he's not beating anybody. I mean, he kind of fell off a cliff hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, like you said, it's like one of those veteran guys that is just kind of a safety blanket for Darnold. And
Yep.
if Kupp wants to come back, I'm sure they would give him another year to
Oh,
be
yeah.
just that. But if he's not, there are plenty of veteran receivers you can go out there and get.
Yeah, absolutely. There's gonna be a lot of free agents this year. I'm curious about that. And you got Tate at the top of the draft board from Ohio State, so I think he'll be off in the top six probably. So Seattle's not getting him, but I don't know, a lot of different ways. But on the other side, you have the Patriots. You got an aging Diggs. You got a, I wouldn't say you have a sexy wideouts, right? Like I think Douglas played good. No, what's his Bennett or whatever is other, what's the other guy's name?
The other receiver?
Yeah, Bennett
Well,
or
they have Booty.
Booty. Booty sounds way better than what I was saying.
And Mac Hollins.
Yeah, I mean, like you don't have great receivers. Like they're not awful. And they have some of them have really good games this year. I mean, Drake May wasn't thrown to nobody, right? But I think you have your running backs. I think you need to lean on Trevion a little heavier. But you need to go get a big number one. I think it was very apparent. Like they were, I don't care how much pressure you put on Drake May. There were no receivers out there open.
Maybe, but like that offensive line is terrible. I mean, he got
Yes.
beat up in the playoffs.
Well, you saw Campbell like tore a ligament in his knee. Did you see that? Like the playoffs, and he just kept playing. And I'm like, what? I get playing through the pain, but eventually, if it's bringing your team down, I don't. That's where it's like, no, dude, just pull me out.
I mean, we were talking about like the fact that Drake May got sacked more in these playoffs than Joe Burrow did in the Bengals Super Bowl run a few years ago. Like, that's bad. I mean, the Bengals offensive line was terrible that year. And if Burrow, so Burrow got sacked 19 times. I think Drake May ended up with like 21 or 22, something like that, which over 4 games is crazy.
Insane.
But yeah, I mean, you give either of those guys more time. So if Drake May is sacked 15 times instead of 22, like that changes a lot of things.
Fair.
And they, I think at least with offensive line, you're not going to get like this top flight guy at pick 31, but you can still get a solid depth guy to help, just bolster that line because you don't want your franchise quarterback just getting beat up because then you end up with an Andrew Luck or you end up with Joe Burrow this year making comments like weird comments about retiring.
Yeah.
Like you want your quarterback to not be getting hit all the time, obviously.
Yeah, definitely not good. Second year quarterback's whatever, but by the time he gets to year 5 and 6, like Burrow, he's like, oh, all right, guys, I think I'm done with this. Yeah, they're probably better off trading their first round pick to somebody and picking up a lineman. I mean, that's honest, like to gets because, like you said, you might get like a good project lineman at the end of round one, but you're not getting a stud, right? And I doubt you want to trade up and give up a bunch of assets unless someone almost falls to you. But the Patriots are good, and I don't know what's going on with Buffalo. I mean, they seem to be kind of crumbling, but the Jets and the Dolphins are still terrible. So, I mean, all you got to do is just beat Buffalo, and they'll be right back in it.
Exactly. I mean, I think tough thing is that this worked out super well for New England. I mean, their playoff route, like going up against the Chargers and then Houston where CJ Stroud turns the ball over 17 times and then a Bo Nix-less Broncos. Like that's a pretty easy path as far as recent playoffs goes to get to the Super Bowl. And they're probably not going to have that path again. So they need to make changes. Like as far as a Super Bowl roster, there are definite holes that they can fix.
Yeah, no one expected that. I think that's the thing is like everyone T Seattle had the team. They just needed the quarterback and they went and got him. We didn't know how it was going to work out. But even last year they were flirting with Geno Smith, right? You plug in, Brad, why do I always want to say Bradford? Good Lord. Darnold, and you have what you need, right? No one expected New England to be here. This is Vrabel's first year. You got a young quarterback. Your roster is okay. And so, like, they came out of nowhere. They weren't ready for this. Like, they weren't built for this. But now Vrabel's got it, though. You got people probably wanting to go there. Like, it's going to be a different vibe next year. And if May takes one more step forward, sky's the limit for New England.
That's true.
And it's infuriating.
Yeah, right.
Like, you got another just small little white guy throwing the football, and you're back in the Super Bowl, and it's the worst thing, and I can't stand it. Even though Tom Brady does excel at commercials. I don't know if you heard that commercial, the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Mm-hmm. It was like Ben Affleck and all the guys were talking about Jennifer Aniston, and she walked over to the window and says, he's like, my new boyfriend, Tom, and he had like a 80s like mullet wig on. He was like, hey. I saw it because I kind of mapped. I could see what they were saying. And it was really
funny. Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm curious because, like, Seattle is obviously the more complete team. NFC is tough. Like, the NFC playoff teams are very good. And then the AFC, like we talked about, the Patriots are, you know, probably got some luck and whatever. With all that being said, do you think Seattle gets back to a Super Bowl sooner than New England?
Yeah.
Like next year? Soon?
Or? I mean, we've seen that, what, twice in our life, the Patriots and the Chiefs go back-to-back, like, and make Super Bowls. I don't know if they get back, but damn, NFC Championship, at least the divisional round, like, the team's just too complete. Like, Darnold, we saw 2 years of 14-win Darnold. That's Sam Darnold. We now have Sam Darnold. So barring bad injuries to the team, poor drafting, I mean, if you take the same team this year and move it to next year, I mean, you got to think they're going to be good, right? I mean, if I'm them, you hit on a big receiver and one more defensive piece, I don't even know how you stop this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it has to be Seattle. I think they get back first.
I agree with you. I mean, I think the AFC is going to be a lot more difficult next year. Like, I would have to imagine the Chiefs bounce back. Ravens might be interesting with the new coach. I don't know how that's going to work out. But Buffalo, like, the regime is essentially staying the same. Like, they just promoted their OC to head coach. Like, Denver is going to be back. Chargers are going to be back probably. The Bengals, if Burrow stays healthy, are going to be there. So that seems a lot tougher for Drake May.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very tough divisions, you're right. Yeah, but yeah, I don't – Drake May doesn't have the weapons. Darnold has all the weapons. He's about to get more.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. They're gonna load up on the draft. And they got an extra, third-round pick for Geno Smith this year, and the Raiders were terrible. Like, they're going to have a high third-round pick. They got their first round. I mean, it's just not fair. Like, who trades – how many times have you seen a starting quarterback traded away and the team that trades their star benefits?
Right.
I can think of two times, Seattle and Seattle.
It's true.
And Russell, they got, I mean, that's how they built this team. Like, Witherspoon, their number one cornerback, came from the Russell Wilson trade. Like, that's where it started. You think back to the Rams, they won the Super Bowl when they gave up all those picks. The Washington gave up all those picks to go get RG3. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that they marched, Aaron Donald was one of those picks, and they went and won a Super Bowl with them. Like, but again, it's not the same as trading for a starting quarterback. But when you load up on picks like that and you hit and you already have a good nucleus like of a team, it's not even fair. Like, you're going to have a good 3 or 4 year run here where you're in the division round every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also, like, we're learning that Mike McDonald is a really good head coach. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is his second year with the team. Like, last year he came in and started instilling this culture in the defense that, like, is just tougher. Like, that's nothing against Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll has his style that worked for a long time. But, like, Mike McDonald is different, and the guys bought into it. And now we essentially have another Legion of Boom again.
Yes, that was fun to watch when I was a kid. It's still fun to watch as an adult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could tell last year they were faster. They were hitting. Like, it's just a different – It's rare you see a coach come in like that and make that big of a noticeable impact. And he did all – I mean, they were nipping at the playoffs, and that's all with Geno Smith. It's like, okay, I seen a plug in a quarterback. And like we talked about a bunch of this beginning of the year with Darnold. It was a coin flip. Like you hadn't, I mean, we had a good idea, but like how many we've seen quarterbacks go to other teams. Yeah, I always bring up Case Keenum because it's always in the back of my mind. It's like he did so well, and then you go somewhere else and you just bomb because you were surrounded by talent. But he, I mean, granted, he did lead the league in like turnovers, you know, but he was still efficient and he didn't have one turnover in the playoffs. So it's only happened 4 times in NFL history, by the way. Four.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy into it. Like, I didn't think they were making the playoffs at the beginning of the year.
No.
And lo and behold, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, shows what I know.
Yeah. We make educated guesses that are sometimes wrong. And then the thing, a lot of big news coming out is, and it was kind of already shadowed, right? Kubiak, the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, is going to the Raiders, which he earned it. Like he built an amazing offense with, you know, you had weapons, but at the same time, you brought in a brand new quarterback into a new scheme, or he was in a new scheme, and you make him that efficient. You make him that, you know, it just, Darnold was good last year, but again, you went into a new system and he still played really well. And I feel like Kubiak, I think he deserves it because I think it's going to be a good shot, especially the number one pick. I mean, that had to be the, and you got Tom Brady there. Like, I feel like you have the fans, like, you have a new stadium. Like, that had to be, I'm surprised that they must have had their eye on him for a long time because that should have been the number one job.
Yeah, I'm curious if, because Gary Kubiak, his dad, was a coach for a while, and I'm curious if his path and Tom Brady's path ever crossed, like if he was ever like an OC for one of Brady's teams or something like that, because it does seem it's an interesting choice to me because you're getting a first-time head coach with a pretty bad team, like yeah. You have the number one pick. They're probably going to go Mendoza at quarterback to go with Genty and Bowers, but the rest, and they're trying to keep Max Crosby as well. But that's it. Like
Yeah.
that's your team. And not to mention you're in a division with Andy Reid and Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh and obviously a Hall of Famer and Patrick Mahomes and like Herbert and Knicks are still really good. So it's like, I'm interested to see how it works out because I do believe, like you said, he's earned the job. Like he did a really obviously fantastic job in Seattle. Maybe they see similar qualities in Mendoza that they had in Darnold. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
And that's the thing. It all comes down to Mendoza. Like, I don't care how, like, McDonald, like, and Kubiak, they built a great team last year. They had essentially the same team, really. And you don't finish well. And then you get a new quarterback, and obviously it changes things. And that's what the difference was, is you plugged a new quarterback into the same system. Boom, look at the results. And so I think that's the big thing is, like, can Mendoza – Everyone, I've heard multiple different opinions, but the big opinion I've heard is he's the guy. But I've heard some saying, like, no, I'd go with the Oregon quarterback who actually already declared he's going back to school. But that was like the logic thinking. And I don't know. I go back, but I feel like it'd be weird to not draft him.
Yeah, and I, you know, honestly, with Mendoza, like it seems kind of like an ideal scenario. Like you're going to the team where Tom Brady is a part owner. Like you can just pick his brain constantly. And then you already have, like we talked about, a solid tight end, like the one of the best tight ends in the league. And then Genty should get better. So you have these two guys that you can kind of rely on. It's going to be a tough division. And yeah, I don't know. I hope he pans out. I like him a lot, but I also don't want the Raiders to win, so.
Yeah, you're torn. Like, I want to see some Mike Tomlin success, you know what I mean? And right there, I might give up. I'll give up one game a year. One game a year, right there, right in the middle. I can respect
Exactly.
that.
The
But
other thing that I saw that I forgot about, Miami and Arizona are trying to trade Tua and Kyler.
absolutely.
Do you think anybody is going for that? Because neither of them have good contracts.
So let's assume those teams eat half the contract. Let's just throw a number out. They're going to eat half the contract, which is still high. But for a starting quarterback, you're going to pay top dollar, right? Unless you draft in the first round or get a Brock Purdy situation, you're going to be paying 20, 30 million a year no matter what, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of teams that are in that big of a need. I was like, oh, Miami and Arizona need
Yeah.
I know they're off the play. They don't count. I could see Minnesota potentially being a landing spot. I mean, because McCarthy is exactly what I thought he was when he was drafted. It was a complete reach for someone who played for Harbaugh and threw the ball 11 times a game, and he's not good.
Jets.
The Jets could definitely, hell, if I was a Jets, I'd be like, I'll take them both. Like, just pay
Yeah.
half the salary, and then I'll just see what they're still paying Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields, which makes me laugh. But I think Rodgers is like the third highest paid player. It's like the third highest paid player on the team, which is,
That's crazy.
it's like listening to the Reds and Griffey. That's what all it reminds
Right.
me of. But yeah, I mean, you could see the Jets for sure. I mean, hell, they could just swap quarterbacks and see if it works. Just, I mean, honestly, like,
Yeah. I mean, because there aren't any really good quarterbacks coming out besides Mendoza. So it's like, if your team needs a quarterback, so potentially the Vikings, the Jets, the Steelers are probably in there.
Steelers or Rodgers, even if Rodgers comes back, bringing someone in to just learn under Rodgers, like,
Yeah.
Murray might be salvageable. Tua, I don't know about, but Murray might be salvageable. Maybe you let him sit for a year behind Rodgers. The Browns could use a quarterback. Lord
Yeah.
knows, I don't even know what they're doing. That it looked smart at first, and now I don't even know what to do with that. The Colts could maybe look at a quarterback, depending on
Right.
Daniel Jones. He's come back off of surgery.
Are the
Anthony
Texans
Richardson.
sticking with Stroud?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's like I said, this is when Titans time heats up, because there's we lose most of the time, so I get to enjoy the free agency and the draft and all that. So I might be going to the draft, which I told you. So we'll see. I'm waiting on tickets to open up. I'm assuming that'll happen here in the next week.
Yep.
But I
Yeah,
want to
there's
be, if I
gonna.
can't get on TV, I'm not going.
Yeah, you have to be at the front for
Like,
sure.
that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I want to be, I want to know what it's like. So I'm going to call him, like, what is it going to take for me to be up with my Titans peeps? Just headbutting people. Like, and they're like, oh, it's $500. I'm like, nah, I'll think about it.
Or you just get there really early.
Oh, I'll do that too. I'll just camp out. I don't give a crap. It's Pittsburgh, baby. It's like 4 hours away. I can make that happen.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So,
Not a bad drive.
no, I do want to go. But no, we'll probably pop on and do episode free agency and the drafts and stuff, because it is a lot of fun. I mean, when you're picking early, it's really fun, but it's still fun to see where players go and see, because some of these guys aren't going to get franchise tagged. Some of them are going to hit the open market. And a lot of quarterbacks, like Anthony Richardson's probably due to be, I think he's a free agent. I think Richardson is with free agent after this year.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not
Was he?
sure.
Maybe not. I can't remember when he was drafted. Honestly, I forget. The fact that he got knocked out by a workout band and hit him in the eye, it's hard for me to take that man even seriously.
Right.
He could beat me to a pulp, I have no doubt, but a rubber band hurt him, so I don't know what else to say.
Just gotta go for the hip or something and you're good.
Apparently, yeah, I'm just,
Yeah.
hey, throw me the ball and I'll just fall over and
Yeah,
die. That's not going to happen. It really reminds me of what's his name from Longest Yard. I was like, hi, hi, hi.
right.
That's why. Sit down.
I ate some popcorn earlier.
That popcorn. But yeah, I guess that's it, man. That's it. That's the,
Really?
it's the end of the season. It's weird. I don't know what to do with I said NASCAR, Daytona 500 on Sunday. So I'll be at Lexi's game. I won't be watching that, but
Yeah.
maybe the next weekend. I don't know.
I'm looking up early Super Bowl odds for next year.
Seattle's gonna come out with the favorite.
Yeah.
I swear if it's the Chiefs. It can't be the Chiefs, dude. Mahomes is gonna miss the first part of the year.
It's between the Seahawks and the Rams.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Screw that division, man.
Yeah. So, dude, this is crazy. So Seahawks, Rams, Bills are third. Fourth is Baltimore.
Because they're really good on paper, man. Like, Lamar's fun and exciting on paper, and then like you're seeing the injuries start stacking up now. That's his problem. Like, he didn't miss games the first 3 seasons.
I think people are underestimating how important Harbaugh was to that team.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. He's like one. He's like a Mike McDonald. He
Yeah.
made that team like what they were.
Yeah. Like, I think they are going to have a regression. I mean, they were bad this year anyways, but like people expecting them to just run it back and get to the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. I'm like, I think you're wrong. I think you're off. So.
One playoff game with Lamar? No. And
Right.
we were there.
Right. That's
We were
true.
literally there in COVID when they beat the Titans, and it was a bad Titans play like crap, so I don't know if it even counts as a win. I'll give him a tie. Best. Yeah, it well, I don't know. It just depends on the draft. And like I said, a lot of contracts coming up. I'm super excited. So
Yeah.
I'll have to see.
Off season for the NFL is still a very fun time, which is not the case for a lot of sports.
Like all sports are terrible. Even baseball, they're like, oh, the Dodgers signed every player in the world, then deferred their contracts till year 3000. And I'm like, I hate all of you. Like it's two words, salary cap. This is getting out of hand. Not
It's
fun.
awful.
It makes it not fun.
It's awful. Yeah. I can't stand it.
No, it's the worst. I still go to Reds game because it's still fun, but still.
Yeah.
It
I mean, I'm
did
still
sound
going to watch
Suarez.
a lot of baseball, but it is
Absolutely.
annoying.
They did sign Suarez. So that's
That'll be
exciting.
fun.
I was like, that name looks familiar. I'm like, he played for us. Yeah. And he was good, but he got better.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, being back at Great American, like he'll hit 50 home runs again.
That's
So,
a pop fly. Oh, no, that's a home run.
yeah, I'm excited for
We play on a children's field, so it's different.
that
All right. I don't want to end, but it's ending. Well, that is the
one.
NFL season. And it was weird. It was weird.
Was weird. It was a weird year.
Yep.
I'm, not happy with the results, but can't change them.
Yeah, your team got fucked so hard you came out pregnant. I just thought of
I don't have anything to say.
That's a good way to end it.
On
All
that
right,
note.
well, we'll chime in. Like I said, we'll do a potential free agent episode and then a draft episode. We'll go over some of that. Like I said, maybe I'll live stream from Pittsburgh. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Or maybe live stream while you're taking the ACT.
You guys set that up. I'll take it. I'll do it. As long as I get the answers from the viewers, I'm fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well,
A or B?
yeah, A or B. I always answer C on everything. Statistically, it's the best thing to go. Best
That's
way to go.
true.
All right. Well, we will see you guys maybe in like a month and a half, 2 months.
Thanks, guys.